Do you know where your spouse is, or your children, your boss? What about that guy who sat next to you in second grade? Well, you might if they and you participate in check-in social media like Foursquare. More people than ever are telling friends and strangers where they are, and our web guide, Tyrell Dennison, is here to help us explain the phenomenon and where it may be headed next. Tyrell, thank you.
You bet, Kyle.
Have you checked in that you are in KUIF?
You know what? I haven't. We do have a location on Facebook, so I'll take a moment when we get done here and check in so everyone knows that I actually made it into work today. I know we did that a lot during the fundraiser and kind of gave a fun element to it.
Seems like Facebook is a place where a lot of people are checking in.
It's true. Facebook has done a great job of ushering people into the check-in world, the location-based world, that wouldn't have gotten involved otherwise. Facebook is where you are already. You're talking to your friends there. You're looking at pictures of your cousins and things like that. And so it's only natural that you will allow something like Facebook to know where you are and allow the people who know you on Facebook to know who you are. So it's kind of been an icebreaker to, I think, something that people would have been initially resistant to if it weren't for programs like Facebook.
Yeah, and Facebook is an icebreaker, I guess, because it's everywhere. You can use it on your smartphone, your laptop, just about everything.
Yeah, anything you can access Facebook with, anything you can access the web with, you can get onto Facebook and you can check in. And as the popularity of check-in services continues to grow, they're already starting to offer deals, targeted deals, when you check into a place on Facebook. If there's a place around you that's involved in it, they'll give you a coupon and say, hey, go over here. We'll give you this deal.
So if I check in that I am at Pinnacle Hills, perhaps one of the stores there will pop up and say, come in here and you get 20% off or something.
That's a perfect example of what they are moving towards with Facebook places and things of that nature.
I think Google would be involved in this.
Yeah, Google has integrated something called Latitude into their services. Everyone knows Google Maps. It's one of the best ways to find anything in the world. Google Earth, another example of that. And so they've brought Latitude into the mix, which is on all platforms as well, except for Windows 7. They haven't made it there. Windows Phone 7, excuse me. They haven't made it there yet. But these allow you to find out where other people are. It's invitation-based, so it's not public broadcast. But once you've received an invitation from someone, you can exchange your current location with them through the Latitude app or through checking in on your computer. So, for example, people who don't have smartphones, such as someone's parents or grandparents, can see where they are once that relationship is established through Google. So it's another way, and it's a trusted way. People are familiar with Google. They've got Gmail accounts. They have a Google Reader account or things like that. And so it's another familiar way to get started into location-based services like these.
So those are broad. Facebook, Google, everybody knows those.
Right.
Occasionally, I'll be looking at my social media accounts, and I'll start to see these things come up that I'm not really sure what they are. I've heard of Foursquare. I've read Gowalla.
Gowalla,
Help me out here.
Okay. Well, looking at, these are very targeted apps and websites that are focused solely on location-based services and the social aspect of that. Foursquare is the largest one right now. It's got over 7 million users, which is pretty impressive compared to the second largest, which is Gowalla, has only 600,000 or so, last I checked. Mm-hmm. And
well, then I'm Facebook friends with everyone that uses Gowalla, it seems.
Right, yeah. Well, we'll go into Gowalla here in a second. A lot of people prefer Gowalla over Foursquare, but once something hits critical mass, there's something to having those kinds of numbers behind you. And Foursquare is a great platform. There's all kinds of fun things you can do. You hear about people being the mayor of a certain location, and you get that by attending so many. Once you check in so many times, whoever has checked in the most at that location becomes the mayor, and you get badges for meeting different challenges, checking in at this place over here and buying something, or vice versa, going somewhere else.
Do those badges ever mean anything more than just a video game trinket?
Sadly, no.
Okay.
Not
you don't
yet.
Get free food or something?
No, but again, a lot of places, when you check in with Foursquare, will offer you a deal. So if you plan on going someplace and you check in, you'll get a little notice from, say, if you went to, we'll say Chili's, mm-hmm. although I don't know that they're involved with Foursquare yet. You go to Chili's and you check in at Chili's and they say, oh, invite three of your friends and you'll get a free round of drinks.
Oh.
And so you call three of your friends immediately and say, come here and check in, and we can show them on my phone, hey, I just got this deal from you guys on Foursquare. I want my free drinks.
Oh,
or
smart.
My free
appetizer,
nachos. Precisely.
Right.
Things like that are starting to happen. And one of the neat things with Foursquare, because it's reached such a huge user base, they've actually got a deal with American Express now where you can link your account. And if you go to certain locations that are participating with this program, you'll have a behind-the-scenes reward. And so if I go to a place and I check in with Foursquare and I use my Amex to pay for it and they're part of this deal, I'll instantly get a $5 rebate or things like that just come to me. So I don't have to check in and show anybody anything like I would with some other kind of coupon that they give. It's just something that happens without me even knowing about it, or I'll find out about it. But it's a real simple, easy way to do it.
Gotcha. So, and Gowalla?
Yeah, Gowalla's, again, on all Foursquare and Gowalla are both on all platforms except Windows Phone 7, and everybody's moving to Windows Phone 7. It's just such a new platform. It's relatively untapped. Gowalla is really good because it integrates with all of them. So the reason you see everybody checking in with Gowalla is because they can check into Facebook Places with Gowalla.
They can
check into Foursquare with Gowalla. And so those are kind of the people that like to have their toes dipped in every pond. And it's a great user interface. People really like it. Another fun thing about Gowalla that Foursquare doesn't have is items. So it's kind of like a scavenger hunt that's available as a game with Gowalla. So I find a stuffed teddy bear when I check in at some place, and I take that with me, and I can carry it with me as long as I want, in the digital sense, obviously.
It's a virtual stuffed teddy bear.
Yeah, it's a virtual stuffed teddy bear. I don't actually find one. If I found one in real life, I would obviously turn it in because some poor child's probably very sad he lost his teddy bear. But I know that if I find it in Gowalla, that's intended for me to find and pick up before somebody else does. And I can take that with me anywhere and drop it off somewhere else for someone else to find. And so you get little trinkets and treasures that you can exchange. And once you've dropped it off someplace, you can keep track of where it's gone, where it's come from, and where it goes on. And so it's a fun way to keep the social aspect of that going. And that's only available with Gowalla. They don't have anything like that with Foursquare yet.
These are all check-in apps or software or sites that I've heard of. I'm sure for everyone I've heard of, there are many I haven't.
Yeah, this is a brand new field, and things are popping up all the time. Another increasingly popular check-in system that's kind of the all-around check-in is Loopt, and
Loopt,
Loopt.com. Also with the others, Foursquare.com, spelling out Foursquare.com, right, and Gowalla.com, Gowalla.com. And with Loopt.com, it integrates pretty well into Facebook, especially. People really like how it integrates with Facebook Places. Some other stuff that they've just added recently, they have an auto check-in that you can have. So a lot of people are experiencing, if you're a big techie and you're always on your phone and always wanting to be a part of the latest things, a lot of people are beginning to experience what they call check-in fatigue. You get tired of checking in at this place and then checking in at this place and checking in at this place. So Loopt offers you the option to just let your phone check in wherever you go that has a check-in service. So it just happens in the background. You get a little notification saying, hey, we just checked you in at Tim's Pizza.
So I don't even have to do anything. My phone will just register with whatever sort
Precisely.
Of digital thing is, and wow.
Precisely. Now, some people aren't comfortable with that, and that's understandable, but some people are, and that's a really handy way to take advantage of the social aspect and any deals that may be made available to you through the venues that you check into, and not have to worry about making sure you go to the app and check in the moment you walk in the door before you figure out what you want to order or buy. Another great feature offered by Loopt is called Flash Deals. Because it has the auto check-in feature and kind of knows where you are approximately, if you're in an area that has a check-in service that has a deal going, it'll pop up. And so if I'm walking down the street and I walk past a store that runs with Facebook Places or Loopt or anybody else that's offering a deal, and I've integrated it with that Loopt auto check-in, it's going to kick me a message from Loopt that says, this place has this deal. Do you want it? If so, push here and we'll give you directions to exactly where to go.
Others that we should know about?
Yeah, there's a new wave of check-in services that are coming out. Everybody's trying to check into all manner of different things. One of them is GetGlue. That's it. GetGlue.com.
Glue? Like
glue,
G-L-U-E?
Like I'm gluing some Elmer's glue to my hand and peeling it off like skin because I'm in elementary school.
What is GetGlue all about?
GetGlue is about media. So if I'm reading a book, I check into that book on GetGlue. If I'm listening to an album, I check into that album on GetGlue. If I'm watching television or a movie, I check into those. And so it's a way to let people know what media you're consuming and give your opinion on that and create a social aspect to just your media consumption as a whole. One of the neat things about GetGlue, we talked earlier about badges being just in the digital world. With GetGlue, you get stickers, and if you get enough stickers, they send you physical stickers. They okay. print out literal stickers for you to put on things. So if I watch Dexter, and I've been keeping up with seasons 1 through 4, and I've checked into Dexter enough, in the mail I will get a little package of Dexter stickers from GetGlue that I can put on whatever I want. And that goes with anything. Another media check-in system is called Into Now. That's at intonow.com. All of these apps can be found in the App Store by simply searching for them. But one thing that's neat about Into Now is it has a patented sound tracker technology. So if you're watching television and you want to check into Grey's Anatomy or Glee, you simply hit the program and let it fire up, and it will listen to the program, and it will check in the show you're watching and the episode you're watching so that it tells exactly what you're watching. And shared experiences are a big part of the whole thing. One that's coming out now, speaking of shared experiences, is one called Color. It's at color.com.
You had me add this app to my iPhone just before we started talking.
Right. Color, the gentleman, there was a music service called Lala.com that some people may know that was bought out by Apple and hopefully will turn into some sort of clouded storage for all our wonderful iTunes libraries. But the gentleman who created Lala turned around and then created Color. And what Color is a photo location-based sharing service. So Color is a location-based photo sharing service. And so I'm using Color right now, and I'm going to open it up, and it's going to tell me to take a picture or something of that nature. And so I'm going to take a picture of something I want. And what it does is it looks around me using the proximity stuff that we have in our phones, and it finds anyone else around me using Color.
Which, as you have had me put on the app, I have it up right now.
Precisely. And so I see Kyle and Tyrell. Mm-hmm. And so I can now take a picture, and you'll see it on your phone in a list of pictures that are available to see in our shared group. And you can do the same. And so the purpose of Color is to share photos from an event. So if we're both at a concert and we're taking pictures of stuff at the concert, or if we're both at a baseball game or at the park and we're using Color, anytime I sign into Color, it will look around me. I don't know the exact range, but it's a pretty close circle because it wants the shared experience feel and find people who are using Color and taking pictures, and we instantly have the ability to share those photos with one another.
So if I'm at a baseball game and I go to Color and I see that there are 7 or 8, but you've got to be friends with these people.
No,
just the people? Okay.
That's one of the fun and quirky aspects of Color is it's based solely on proximity. It's not private.
Gotcha.
So be aware that pictures you take with Color
will be seen by everybody else at that. So if I'm at Baum Stadium and I'm on the first base side and there's a close play at third base and I say, I wonder if that runner was really out, I can go to Color, and if there is someone using Color on the third base side who took a picture of it, I'm going to have access and say, oh, that tag was there, he was out.
Absolutely.
Neat. What else?
Another app that's kind of like that, that's new and requires people around you to be involved in it. We're a running community in Northwest Arkansas. We've got a lot of people who actively run healthy, and that's great. And a lot of people use
Map My Run. Yeah, I've used that.
Run Tracker is another one. There's some really great running apps that will use your GPS and tell you how far you've run and things of that nature. There's a new app called Runnins, R-U-N-E-N-S, and it's at runnin.com's or in your phone's store. Right now, it's only available on the iPhone, as is Color, but they're both having Androids in development because they're new apps. And it makes running social. So, again, I had you download this one so you could take a look at it.
Let me bring it up on my phone here. Okay, Runnins. I've gone to it. And I get this page that says select your objective. which is very Orwellian, by the way. But select my objective. What should I do?
It depends. You can set a time for how long you want to run. You can set a distance for how long you want to run, and go from there. One last one to hit on briefly is one called Red Rover. And again, that's very new. iPhone only right now.
Makes sense.
Oh, absolutely.
Come on over.
And it's an Android, it has an Android version coming soon as well. It's at redroverapp.com. And this one's good for parents. It's a check-in service that allows you to say you want to go to the park and you want your friends to know. The good thing about Red Rover is it's private. Mm. It's only people that you associate with intentionally. And so you're not broadcasting to the entire world, I'm here with my children. You're broadcasting to your other friends with children or the people that just your family. And you can hit a button and it'll pull up an option, and you can say, hey, I'm at the park bringing softballs, so we're going to play. And anybody that knows you will get a message saying that, or things of that nature. Another thing is that's really neat is they've got the emergency contacts of the area. It'll use your GPS coordinates to tell you the closest hospital, the poison control number, the 911, things like that. Right. So it's very parent-focused, but it gives you a lot of really neat options to take part of as a parent who's wanting to engage with other parents, say from your child's daycare or school or from just your social circles.
Tyrell, thank you very much.
You bet, Kyle.